The Weekly Headlines. Rising Voices in Real World Radio. To Rising Voices, it's our 31st edition. Today is Monday, the 26th of April, and I'm here in the studio with Mercedes. Good morning, how are you?
Hi everyone, welcome.
And today we have a special program on the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth that was held in Cochabamba, Bolivia last week. And for that reason, we have a special guest in our studio today, José Losegui. He was our correspondent, our special Real World Radio correspondent in Bolivia. And he's going to tell us a little bit about, well, his impression of this conference and the main outcomes. Good morning, José. How are you?
Good morning, Mercedes. I'm fine, thank you. And it's an honor to be here in your program.
Well, thank you. Well, we had a very extensive coverage of the conference, having you there in Cochabamba. And, well, we have been publishing in some of the main interviews that you have been that you did actually there with the activists who are participating and people from the social movements. But can you tell us what was your personal experience being there, and what you feel was the main outcome of this meeting in Cochabamba?
Yes, I really think that it was a very good conference on climate change. It was the first opportunity for the social movements to be together, but they had the voices, they had the right to talk, to program the agenda, to do whatever they think they should do, and to put on the table what they think are the real solutions to climate change. This invitation of the Bolivian government was very well approved and recognized by the social movements, and they went to Cochabamba to do their work there. I really think it was very good. It was almost 20,000 people were there in Cochabamba from all over the world. The activities were really good. I mean, there were lots of people there. There were great discussions. They had the opportunity to debate. Some of the groups were really hard in the sense that they had to discuss a lot. It was not easy to arrive to some consensus in some times, because there were people from all over the world. I think it was very rich for the movement. It was a nice opportunity to discuss and to arrive at least a little consensus in some times. In other, with more back from all over all the social movements from the different parts of the world. So I think it was really rich. If I have to talk about the outcomes of this conference, I should say that one of the most important ones is that they arrived to the conclusion that social movements, social organizations, the social networks all over the world need more mobilized in the streets. They had to go more to do demonstrations, to have activities in the ground, in the countryside, in the cities. They need more mobilization. They said we have to do more demonstrations all over the world towards Cancun, but after Cancun also. It is another point important of the conclusions. They said we have to work towards Cancun, but we need to go on working because we do not really expect that there will be good outcomes for the peoples there in Cancun. Another thing is that they are organizing mobilizations in that sense in Cancun, but in the rest of Mexico also. And the idea is that the rest of the world, or at least several countries, have demonstrations, mobilizations, activities, conferences, forums in different countries, in different cities, to support the social movements and the work that they will be doing in Cancun.
Also, I would like to ask you, your personal experience, you had already been to several COPs. You've been to Bali, you've been to Poznan, you've been to Copenhagen. So what was your impression about this conference compared to this the official UN process?
The big difference is that the people had the opportunity to talk, as I said, to discuss. I mean, they were the most important actors there in Cochabamba, absolutely. Of course, it is, as Joel Suarez said, one guy from this Martin Luther King Center from Cuba, he said it is not a good, it is not a ground of peace here in Cochabamba, it is not a ground of, it is everything beautiful. I mean, we have discussions, we have to arrive to consensus, sometimes it is not really easy, we have to discuss even with the Bolivian government. But we have the opportunity to do that, and we have the opportunity to say, and we are listened, and what we do, and what we arrange, what we arrive, the conclusions we arrive to, will be there in a document that will be really taken into account. I mean, this is the most important difference, that they were the peoples were really taken seriously. And this is something that will be responsible for the social movements, but also for the Bolivian governments and other governments to put the results of this agenda, of this forum, in the official activities. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if there is anything else you would like to add. We have some of the interviews that you did on the ground there to share with the people here. I have to add also that we started today's show with Nima Bassi's voice, addressing the people during the opening ceremony in Cochabamba. Mm. And we're going to share this interview and also an interview with Joseph Sakun. He is the coordinator, the international coordinator of the Climate Justice Program of Friends of the Earth International. But maybe, I don't know if you would like to add something else about the conference or about what is going to happen next in the lead up to Cancun.
No, I would like to add that it was a good opportunity also for the peoples and the social movements had the opportunity to have some meetings of the social movements assembly. They had a meeting in Sao Paulo in January. The different social movements, social organizations arranged that they were going to put on the table the climate justice as one of the most important points to work together. And they had the opportunity in Cochabamba to have several meetings, and the social movements assembly went out of this forum strengthened, I think, because they agreed that they have to be closer, and the social movements from Latin America mainly, but also from the rest of the world, must work closer than until the moment, towards Cancun, but after Cancun also. I think that this was another point important that happened in Cochabamba, and I think it would be great if we can listen the audios and the people can take their own conclusions on this.
Well, we can talk a little bit about the main conclusions of the final declaration of the social movements in Cochabamba. Mercedes will explain a little bit about that.
Well, the main conclusions of the assembly of the social movements there who work there in Cochabamba were that they basically are calling to promote alternatives to find a new paradigm based on equality and good living and sovereignty of the peoples. And, well, this concept of good living is important. It was widely discussed there in Cochabamba. The main idea of this concept is that the relationship between humankind and Mother Earth should be a balanced relationship. And also they were calling to denounce those responsible for driving the false solutions of the systemic crisis, including the climate crisis.
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, this good living concept has been discussed by the social movements, also by Friends of the Earth International. And it's important, the idea of living in harmony between Mother Earth and the human being, as you said. Another important conclusion, I think, is what we have mentioned before, is the idea put forward by Evo Morales and by other people of what we are actually fighting here is the capitalist system. So, climate change is actually brought about by this current system, so we have to change the model. That was another important thing that was raised there, and also calling people to try to transform this system. Also, there are other points like the end of militarization, the criminalization, and the end of the criminalization of social movements. I don't know if you would like to elaborate a little bit.
Yes, they say that to confront the imperialist offensive, there must be an end to the militarization of the territories and the criminalization of the peoples, and also an end to the power of transnational corporations, especially the agribusiness and extractive model that promote the privatization of life and nature, as you were saying.
Yeah, another important aspect that's related to that is they called to confront the commodification and privatization of common goods and the climate change debate. I'm sure that there was discussions about this, but Jose can perhaps tell us a little bit, because he's still here in the studio with us, and maybe he can tell us if there was a debate about the climate debt. Mm. And also, I was wondering if they talked about the referendum, if there was something more specific about what's going to happen with this referendum on climate change.
Yeah, the thing with the referendum is that it is a really good idea. I mean, it was well received by the social movements. They agree with this opportunity, but it is not clear yet when they are going to do that. I mean, it's going to be a really hard work. They are pretending they want to do these five questions arised by Evo Morales about which are part of the referendum, but they want to reach millions and millions of people. So the social movements are not really sure when they must do that. Maybe it is something that could be done the next year. And about the climate debt, it was. I mean, everybody agree on this climate debt that industrialized countries have with the rest of the world. It is something that the Bolivian government put on the table also. They are backing this idea, as the Venezuelan government also, the Albas countries. And I think that it is going to be more and more on the agenda, and even in the official agendas. But it is something that social movements must work on this in the next months. But other thing that you said, it is this idea of the capitalism is the main cause of climate change. I mean, they say if we do not change the system, we won't, the climate won't change. And this, like the it is like a slogan that says system change, not climate change. This is what the social movements think, and they are asking for a change in this system. This is the structural cause of climate change, and they agree that it must be changed. And they do not say socialism or another name. most of the times they say, we do not know exactly what's going to be afterwards. But this capitalism is not, we will not find solutions inside this system.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for your input, Jose. And I think we're ready for our song by Calle 13 and Orillas, Pal Norte.
Una pierna que respira, veneno de serpiente, por el camino del viento, voy soplando aguardiente.
El día había comenzado entusiasmado y alegre.
Dice, pasaporte.
¿A dónde va por ahí, don Hilario, con esta noche tan fea?
¿Usted no se anima?
Mire cómo está el camino, anegadito.
No, hombre, compa, el camino es lo de menos.
Lo importante es llegar.
Tengo tu antídoto.
La que no tiene identidad.
Somos idénticos.
La que llegó sin avisar.
Vengo tranquilito.
Para lo que ya no están, para lo que están y lo que viene.
Tengo tu antídoto.
La que no tiene identidad.
Somos idénticos.
La que llegó sin avisar.
Vengo tranquilito.
Para lo que ya no están, para lo que están y lo que viene.
Un nómada sin rumbo. La energía negativa yo la derrumbo con mis pezuñas de cordero. Me propuse a recorrer el continente entero. Sin brújula, sin tiempo, sin agenda. Inspirado por las leyendas, por historias empaquetadas en lata, por los cuentos que la luna relata. Aprendí a caminar sin mapa, a irme de caminata, sin comodidades, sin lujo, protegido por los santos y los brujos. Aprendí a escribir tirenorgas en mi libreta y con un mismo idioma sacudir todo el planeta. Aprendí que mi pueblo todavía reza porque la con autoridades y la naturaleza todavía se mueven por debajo de la mesa. Aprendí a tragarme la depresión con cerveza. Mi patrono yo lo escupo desde las montañas y con mi propia saliva enveneno su champaña. Enveneno su champaña.
Tengo tu antídoto.
Para que no tiene identidad.
Somos idénticos.
Para que llegó sin avisar.
Tengo tranquilito.
Para lo que ya no están, para lo que están y lo que viene.
Tengo tu antídoto.
Para que no tiene identidad.
Somos idénticos.
Para que llegó sin avisar.
Tengo tranquilito.
Para lo que ya no están, para lo que están y lo que viene.
En tu sonrisa yo veo una guerrilla, una aventura, un movimiento. Tu lenguaje, tu acento, yo quiero descubrir lo que ya estaba descubierto. Ser un emigrante, ese es mi deporte. Hoy me voy pa'l norte, sin pasaporte, sin transporte. A pie con las patas, pero no importa, este hombre se hidrata. Con lo que retratan mis pupilas. Cargo con un par de paisajes en mi mochila. Cargo con vitamina de clorofila. Cargo con un rosario que me vigila. Sueño con cruzar el meridiano, resbalando por las cuerdas del 4 de Aureliano y llegarle tempranito, temprano a la orilla. Por el desierto con los pies a la parrilla. Vamos por debajo de la tierra como las ardillas. Yo voy a cruzar la muralla. Yo soy un intruso con identidad de recluso. Y por eso me convierto en buzo y buceo por debajo de la tierra. Pa' que no me vean los guardias y los perros no me huelan. Abuela, no se preocupe, que en mi cuello cuelga la Virgen de la Guadalupe.
¡Oye! Para todos los emigrantes.
Con esfuerzo, sea como un llamado de voluntad y esperanza para todos.
Rising voices. Rising voices. Rising voices. Rising voices. Real World Radio's live show.
That was Calle 13 with featuring Orishas. Calle 13 is a band from Puerto Rico, and well, Orishas is a very well-known band from Cuba, and the song was Pal Norte. And now we would like to share with you some of the interviews that Jose, our colleague, did while he was in Cochabamba. The chair of Friends of the Earth International, Nimo Bassi, was participating at the conference, and he was in charge of giving the address on behalf of the social movements in the opening ceremony of the conference. So we would like to share his speech during this conference.
We are so inspired by the government of Bolivia, the governments in Latin America, and the struggle uniting the peoples to fight for justice. For the first time, peoples from all over the world are able to assemble together to speak with one voice and find real solutions to the challenges of the climate and the world. This is what corporations and some countries would not want to see happen, but it is happening in Bolivia. In Africa, the environment is our life. And seeing the beautiful environment of Bolivia, we understand why you love Mother Earth. I also bring you greetings on behalf of Friends of the Earth International, the largest grassroots network of autonomous organizations in 77 countries of the world. We believe that climate justice is the way forward, and that it's by mobilizing we can resist destruction and transform the world. We completely reject false solutions like market solutions, because the market cannot solve climate problems. The market is causing crisis in the world. And so I greet you and I thank you so much for coming from all over the world to this very exciting and very important conference. If you permit me, I will read a poem and conclude this short presentation. This poem is entitled, I Will Not Dance to Your Beat. I will not dance to your beat if you call plantations forest. I will not sing with you if you privatize my water. I will confront you with my fist if climate change, which means death to me, brings you profit. I will expose my evil greed if you don't leave crude oil in the soil, coal in the hole, and tar sands in the land. I will confront and denounce you if you insist on carbon offsetting and other do-nothing false solutions. I will drag you to the climate tribunal if you pile up ecological debt and refuse to pay your climate debt. I will make you drink your own medicine if you endorse genetically modified crops. I will not dance. I will not dance to your beat unless we walk the sustainable path and accept real solutions and respect Mother Earth. Unless you do, I will not dance to your beat. Muchas gracias.
That was Nima Bassi, Friends of the Earth International Chair, at the opening conference, at the opening ceremony of the conference on climate change and Mother Earth rights. Well, he was, of course, well, he closed with this very moving poem written by him. Nimo is also a poet. He writes great poetry. And he was saying, well, the main things that the social movements and Friends of the Earth believe are the real solutions to climate change. He mentioned something about avoiding the false solutions like the market solutions, because he said the market is what's driving this crisis, the different crises like the climate crisis, food crisis, the financial crisis around the world. And there was, besides, well, Nimo's address in this opening ceremony, Friends of the Earth International carried out a press conference on Wednesday. And, well, there Nimo spoke about the role of grassroots organizations of the world and the fight for climate justice. Well, and next, we would also like to share another interview, this time with Joseph Sakun. He's the coordinator for the Climate Justice Program of Friends of the Earth International. Well, mainly what he talked about was the points of agreement between Friends of the Earth and the Bolivian government in the fight against the climate crisis. Also, well, the social movements participating in the People's Conference on Climate Change in Cochabamba demanded the governments to begin implementing climate justice measures, such as the ones put in place by the Bolivian government. This was part of a press release that was issued by Friends of the Earth on Wednesday. And also the vice chair of the Environmental Federation, Karin Nansen, said that other countries should follow the good example of Bolivia on climate issues. Friends of the Earth is collaborating with the social movements and the Bolivian government to promote genuine climate justice demands, including the promotion of food sovereignty and the rejection of carbon trading. So now we're going to listen to Joseph Sakun.
We are here in Cochabamba in this summit on climate justice, this summit of the peoples. What is your main evaluation or conclusions that you are taking when we are arriving to the end of this conference tomorrow?
I think it's been interesting dipping into the different working groups and seeing how the positions that are being either developed further from current positions or the ones that are developing are very similar to the political positions held by Friends of the Earth International. So, for example, there is a lot of discussions around the dangers of carbon markets, and we've been exposing the negative impacts of offsetting for a long time. It's one of our key demands. And, for example, having powerful positions against the Clean Development Mechanism, about markets based proposals on reducing emissions from deforestation, the need to support indigenous people's rights as well as forest-dependent communities, and also making sure that forests are kept out of carbon markets. So all of these issues have been very prominent. And I also think the idea of having a global referendum resounds with many people here in the conference, because we've seen how the Bolivian government has managed to earn and increase its moral authority by promoting these strong proposals. Definitely opportunities, and this is very unique. The whole coming together in Cochabamba of social movements, of experts, and government representatives, not all from the national level, some also from local government authorities. It's completely unprecedented, and I think that's very inspiring for people here, particularly moving towards the climate talks in Cancun. And I don't think that everybody's necessarily pinning all their hopes on getting a strong, just agreement in Cancun or even in South Africa. I think that remains very unlikely, but there is an opportunity that we could at least try to reduce some of the worst damaging impacts within the UNFCCC and expose all of its flaws, whilst at the same time condemning initiatives that are taking place outside of the UN process, like the Copenhagen Accord, which is completely legitimate, the World Bank and the role that it's playing within all of these different forums, the MEF, G20, all of these forums. So there are lots of challenges that we face, but it's also inspiring to see that so certain governments now seem to be listening to popular demands, and Bolivia has become very much an international symbol in a similar vein to, I think, Nicaragua in the 80s.
Joe, talking about this, about the role played by the Bolivian government, Friends of the Earth International launched today a press release where you say, Friends of the Earth say, that other governments from other parts of the world, Latin American governments, but also from the rest of the world, should follow the Bolivian government policies on climate justice, that they are trying to push for climate justice policies. Where are the links between Friends of the Earth International and this role played by Bolivian government, by the government of Evo Morales?
Well, the Bolivian government's been very strong, for example, on carbon markets, as I mentioned, but also the promotion of the repayment of climate debt as compensation to the Global South for the plundering of resources over the last, you know, over hundreds of years, we have to take into account historical responsibility as well as current responsibilities. So I think, for example, having the Bolivian government promoting, for example, the redirection of military budgets towards compensation for countries that and communities that have that are being hit and are going to be hit more by climate change. So I think there's that's one very clear area where we can do it. To blame countries like Bolivia and Ecuador, as well as the major industrializing developing countries like China and India. It was very interesting how the US is denying aid now for Bolivia and Ecuador, despite the fact that they're very vulnerable to climate impacts. So I think it's going to be interesting to see actually how much Bolivia's credibility is recognized globally and how much we can denounce rich industrialized countries, and to see if we can then create some kind of shifts and use this popular momentum from Copenhagen, not just to breathe life into the UN process, of course that would be important to attempt to do that, but also to build movements, whether it's of affected peoples, women's movements, peasant farmers, indigenous peoples' organizations. The fact that it's taking place in Mexico and not far from the rest of Central America paves a way for potentially very interesting plans in terms of mobilization.
Joseph Secundi, International Climate Justice Coordinator of Friends of the Earth. And, well, he was talking about the conference in Cochabamba, but also what is going to happen in the lead-up to Cancun. That's the next COP that's going to take place in Mexico in December of this year. And also about the important role of the social movements and, well, even though they... he's not expecting great outcomes in Cancun. He said that it was important to push for certain things like, well, having the World Bank out of the climate negotiations and avoiding the false solutions and, of course, trying to push for a different agenda of the social movements. As Jose was mentioning today, it is very important that the social movements have a stronger mobilization in Cancun, because of course if it's not possible to push for a certain agenda within the negotiations, I mean, even if it's possible, but it's probably not going to happen that these demands are heard in the official negotiations, then it is very important that the social movements are in Mexico mobilizing, and as Jose mentioned, it's not going to happen just in Cancun but also all over the country.
Yes, Joseph was also saying that how inspiring this is for social movements, as opposed to the conference in Copenhagen, where the industrialized countries went out of the official negotiations and created this Copenhagen Accord, where the social movements had no participation and the developing countries were not involved in this process.
Yeah, a very interesting thing is, for instance, the role of the police. And the there was a comparison made between what the police was doing in Copenhagen, what the police was doing here in Cochabamba. They actually had these tags and, well, saying they were the police, but also that they were actually also participating in this conference. They were also participants of the conference, and they were there basically to help people, and not to repress. Which in Copenhagen it was a big issue because there was strong military and police repression, and well, many activists were arrested. So I think that is also a very different thing that happened in Cochabamba. Now we're going to listen to a song by Manu Chao. It's called Cinco Razones, which means five reasons.
La vida te da más de cinco razones para seguir. Si la vida te da más de cinco rincones para dormir. Si la vida te da más de 5 millones para morir. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Si la vida te da más de 5 cabrones para aguantar. Si la vida te da más de 5 lesiones para no seguir. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Me llaman calle, calle baldosa, la revoltosa, bala perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. No me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle, la sin futuro, la sin salida. Me llaman calle, calle más calle, la que mujeres de la vida. Si la vida te da más de 5 minutos para gozar. Si la vida te da más de 5 minutos para olvidar. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina. Se fuerza la máquina. Si la vida te da más de 5 razones para seguir. Si la vida te da más de 5 rincones para dormir. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Me llaman calle, calle baldosa, la revoltosa, bala perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Que suba tu coche. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan dolida. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba. Me llaman calle, ese mi orgullo. No me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle, y es mi nobleza. Me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza. Me llaman calle. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día. Se fuerza la máquina de noche y de día.
Weekly headlines. Rising voices in Real World Radio.
That was Manu Chao with Cinco Razones. And finally, we have an interview with Asli Pelic. She's a journalist from NTV, MSNBC in Turkey, but she's, well, actually based in Argentina, and she was participating in the conference, in the World People's Conference on Climate Change in Cochabamba. She was reporting from there, and she told us about her impression about the conference. And one of the main events she attended, where President Evo Morales played football with other leaders, and well, what happened there, and her general impression of this conference. We're going to listen to Asla.
Real World Radio is in interview with Asli Pelic. She is a journalist from NTV, MSNBC in Turkey. So she's based in Argentina, and she's now attending the World People's Conference on Climate Change and Mother Earth Rights. Asli, can you tell us a little bit about, well, how the conference has been so far? What have been the, well, the main events or meetings?
Well, basically, since we arrived in Cochabamba on Monday,
what has I the most impressive thing is the amount of people that are participating into this conference. The official number was 15,000 people registered, but today I just heard that there are 35,000 people here in different conferences and panel discussions and working groups, and they've been working nonstop for the first 2 days of the conference, and now they're presenting their final documents to the official delegations from the countries that are present here. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez just spoke. United Nations representatives have heard the voices of people. As a journalist and also as an activist, I really would like to see some kind of concrete results that has not been so far in other official conferences and meetings that have been produced by the delegations. Yet this is the only opportunity where they can hear what really people want to do. Developing nations who are suffering the most from the climate change and the global warming should be included in the decision-making process.
On a different note, I've heard that you had the chance to meet the Bolivian president yesterday. Did you have the chance to speak to him or to ask him any questions?
Yeah, that was one of the most incredible experiences I have had in my entire life. The president was going to inaugurate a sports coliseum in Colomi, which is 100 kilometers outside of Cochabamba, a small town in the mountains. The president was playing against a selection of Latin American delegates who a night before was asked whether or not they would like to play football because Evo Morales wanted to play football with Latin American delegates. And then after that, the president changed quickly, and then suddenly we were in the middle of this huge Bolivian feast with natural food. Evo Morales invited us to his table, explaining to me what each item was on the table and telling us where they come from and how can we eat them and why the natural. And then there was a folkloric music and dance group from La Paz, and they started dancing, and they grabbed us by the hand, and we were all dancing with the president at one point. And it was beautiful to see Evo with his people and how much they love him. Also, how modest and easygoing president he is, as we always expected him to be, because that's what he was promising when he was getting into power. He didn't talk much about anything, but he just suggested, once again, just as he did in the inauguration ceremony, that we should always opt for natural food, which is better for our health, better for the environment. And unfortunately, most of the world doesn't have access to today because we're being fed genetically modified food, and everything we touch, everything we eat is being fertilized with chemicals. We're part of this together, and we need to take care of ourselves. Just the way we take care of ourselves, we need to take care of our Mother Earth, because that's the only opportunity we have to live and survive.
And what is expected for today? Because actually today is the official closing of the event. Is there going to be like a closing event or something official?
Yes. Now they're still they're in the negotiation part. I think it's going to finish soon. And then around 3-4 p.m., of course, in Bolivia, the times are a little not reliable, as we can say, because there's also so many people that they need to organize this. There's going to be a closing ceremony with a lot of traditional dance and music and the presence of many state heads, including Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales, as well as the official delegations and all of us here, approximately 35,000 people, as I mentioned before.
And what about the actual meetings? Did you have the chance to participate in one of the groups, of the working groups there?
Yeah, I didn't participate per se as in the working groups, but I attended the talk that Angela Navarro gave yesterday morning. Naomi Klein and a group of activists spoke about death and climate change and its effect on people and obligatory immigration. And also there was a discussion about a Brazilian representative from the MST movement. He said the world, the activist world doesn't need networks. We just need actions and we need them soon, which was very emotional and very incredible. I just spoke with some American Indians, and what they were saying, it was pretty much parallel to what the Brazilians were saying. It's okay, it's great opportunity to meet, and we need to use these meetings in order to get a concrete solution.
We wanted to share with you the main events that took place during this conference that was a historic conference, because it was the first time that the social movements meet with the governments to discuss climate change and possible solutions, and also to try to find different strategies or ways to go to Cancun to the next COP that is going to take place in December, and so that the social movements get there stronger, with a stronger position, a stronger presence in this climate change conference. And we will be following up on these issues. We hope that you enjoy the program. And so we're going to see you next week, and we're going to listen to our last song of the days by Sibel, called Deisha. So until next week.
Bye. Have a nice week.
Bater das asas a correnteza, deixa, deixa, deixa beijar o ar na beira da praia, deixa, deixa, um rabo de arraia. Beijar o ar na beira da praia.